This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Thousands of helicopter-borne Marines have launched a massive assault in southern Afghanistan's Helmand River Valley, a Taliban stronghold. The Marines are part of the 2nd Marine Expeditionary Brigade. That's a 10,000-strong force that includes units from North Carolina and California. They swept in during the middle of the night to capture strategic points along the valley, where they will eventually set up combat outposts and remain. NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman was just with the Marines as they prepared for this operation. He joins us now here in the studio. And Tom, what can you tell us about this major assault in southern Afghanistan?
Well, 4,000 Marines are taking part. They came in by helicopters and ground vehicles, and they're going to hit a lot of these points along this Helmand River Valley, set up combat outposts, and just stay there. That's something they haven't been able to do before. They've been mounting attacks against the Taliban, but never had enough forces to hold the ground. That's a key thing here. And I'm told by Marine officers this is the largest Marine operation since the Second Battle of Fallujah in Iraq 5 years ago.
And why focus on this part of Afghanistan, Helmand Province?
Well, it's a Taliban stronghold. It's right next door to Kandahar, the spiritual home of the Taliban. There's a huge number of Taliban there. And many people say that a lot of the Taliban are just doing it for the money. So what they're trying to do is separate those who are just doing it for the money from the serious leaders there. And it's also a source of their cash crop, the poppies that are turned into heroin and provide them with hundreds of millions of dollars to mount their military operations.
We mentioned that you were with the Marines as they prepared. They've been preparing for this for some time. How long do you expect this operation will go on?
Well, the Marines expect this to go on for at least a week. It's going to take a long time to clear some of these villages, clear some of these areas. And then after that, again, they're going to stay. They're going to set up these combat outposts. And then, eventually next year be replaced by other Marines. So the whole point of this is to stay where they are and provide security for the people of Afghanistan and then move on training the Afghan forces, providing businesses and rebuilding the country as well. But this is the first stage in what's really going to take years to rebuild Afghanistan.
And Tom, there are any number of complications that will inevitably spring up along the way. You talked with the general who's leading this operation, Larry Nicholson, when you were there in Afghanistan. What are some of the things that he is most concerned about?
Well, his biggest concern is civilian casualties. And civilian casualties have risen dramatically in Afghanistan over the past year. And a lot of it's due to air power, Marines and soldiers calling in airstrikes once they, are surrounded by the Taliban or find Taliban in certain houses or buildings. What Nicholson told his Marines when I was with him a few weeks back is, listen, rather than calling in airstrikes, rather than dropping bombs, we're going to be a little more careful about what we do here. We're going to surround a house or a building and wait out the Taliban. He said the last thing you want to do is kill innocents. He said they'll never forget it. And they'll hate you.
As U.S. involvement escalates in Afghanistan, what did General Nicholson say about expectations for U.S. casualties?
He said you always have to be ready for casualties. He said every casualty hits me very hard. He said this is a tough business and we have to expect casualties.
And Tom, what about the role of Afghan forces, if any, in this U.S. operation that started today?
Well, they're going to have an Afghan battalion. That's roughly 600 to 800 troops. And again, far fewer than what the Marines have. But that's one of the problems here is they don't have enough Afghan forces to protect their country. That's one of the roles of the United States military over the coming years, training more Afghan police and soldiers. That's a big job here.
That's NPR's Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman talking about the assault launched by Marines tonight in southern Afghanistan. Tom, thanks very much.
You're welcome.